broadcasting from the Mediterranean yet again.
This is Home Time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
Hola y bienvenido a Ibiza, gracias a Tesco Mobile. That's hello and welcome to Ibiza, thanks to Tesco Mobile.
Anyway, any time we go anywhere, it's you being the policeman from Hello Hello, isn't it?
I speak no Spanish.
It's just me rolling my eyes in shops whilst he's having a go at it. We are coming to you from Ibiza right now, the White Isle.
We are losing kilos in sweat, but we're loving it as we get ready for date two of our 80s versus 90s world tour at Bambacou tomorrow.
As we speak to you right now, we're in the glamorous location of our producer Nick's hotel room, surrounded by his trainers and flip-flops. It's just how we roll here on Home Time. But I tell you what, there was a bit of stardust sprinkled on the trip before we'd even got on the plane, and we'll tell you about it next.
This is the Home Time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
Brilliant to be here ahead of our big gig at Bambacou tomorrow. More about that in a bit. Like I said earlier on, a bit of stardust was sprinkled upon our little trip before we even got on the plane yesterday. We were recording a piece to camera in Terminal 5 of Heathrow Airport after we finished the show, as you heard last night, getting ready to do something that we'd pre-agreed. Look round for producer Nick, who's supposed to be filming it. Turn around, he's nowhere to be seen. He's actually stood next to Albert Adoma, the QPR player, getting a selfie. Who he was in his QPR tracksuit. They must be off on pre-season tour.
Pre-season tour or a QPR pre-season rave. I don't know whether they were getting on our flight. But yeah, he's just gone. Apparently Albert Adoma used to play for Aston Villa. Our producer is an ardent villain, and he had to get that picture.
If you follow us on Twitter at Absolute Radio, you can see it for yourself. But it's interesting. There's something about airports and people spotting. It's like you might not see that many celebrities in your entire lifespan, but if you hang around airports enough, there's a higher chance of spotting them, for example. So for me, I mean, the one that stays in my mind the most, I can't remember which airport it was at. We were in a Devonshire airport, whether that's Exeter or Plymouth. I can't remember which one. I'm wondering whether Plymouth's even got one. But we saw ex-England goalkeeper international Peter Shilton.
Now, he used to play for Plymouth for a tiny little bit, so that adds credibility to that one.
Well, and you think about that kind of late 80s, early 90s thing. He was like a proper, Italia 90 hero. So yeah, him.
Dawn French and Lenny Henry, circa late 90s, holding up a plane at Kefalonia Airport.
They held up a plane? What, late?
Well, they were the last ones on. Whether that was through celebrity status or just tardiness, I don't know. But they were very much the last people on the plane.
So there you go. Dawn French, Lenny Henry, Peter Shilton. We want to know from you tonight, what is the best celebrity spot you've managed to make at an airport? Because our producer, Nick, dived away from a bit of filming we were doing at Heathrow Airport Terminal 5 yesterday because he spotted Albert Adoma, the QPR player, and got a selfie with him.
Such focus. We're so lucky to have these grade A producers working on the Home Time show. Ian Hobbs tweets to say, back in the 90s, we went to Ibiza on an 18 to 30 holiday. I think we've all got the picture, Ian.
Yes.
Whilst waiting at passport control, someone bumped into my mate who was drunk. He thought it was a good idea to front up the guy who bumped into him, only to find out it was Wolf from Gladiators.
Imagine trying to front up to Wolf from Gladiators.
I would back away so quickly.
I do apologise, Mr. Wolf. All my fault. John McMahon says, Normski, remember him? Heathrow baggage reclaim, January, February 1995. I love he's not sure.
Wow.
He says he thinks he was with Janet Street Porter. And I think probably the leading one so far from our audience, from our Home Time listeners, is James, who saw Pam St. Clement at Malaga Airport circa 1996. He was starstruck.
Bob saying Tony Robinson in the EasyJet queue in Rome.
Legend.
August 2006. He was at the front, we were at the back, so he must have had a cunning plan.
Oh, I love it. Love what you've done there.
Clever, Bob.
Simon Barry says big Richard Osman at Heathrow last September. He says, I thought I was tall. That must be a nightmare if you're Richard Osman.
Yes.
You must get spotted all the time because he's like 7 foot.
And also, I would hate to fly if I was him. I mean, what row is he sitting in?
His own row. That's for sure.
Dan Jones saw Giancarlo Esposito, who is Gus, obviously, from Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Legendary character.
Great spot.
Schiphol Airport. He was in front of me. Schiphol, I said. That's Amsterdam. Not a bad airport. He was in front of me. That was a terrible joke.
It was so bad, I didn't even register it.
He was in front of me at part. I can't tell the rest of this story because I've tainted it.
But really, Paul B's texted in, so you've got to give him his moment in the sun.
Gus from Breaking Bad, Amsterdam Airport.
Thank you very much. Paraphrase that. And then Alan Catherall says he saw Spider from Coronation Street in the duty free at Manchester. I don't even know. I've never watched Corrie in my life. Who's Spider?
I do remember Spider.
Spider.
Tweet us at Absolute Radio if you laughed at the Sheephole Airport gag. It's home time.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We've also been given €30 each to kit each other out for that big gig tomorrow to make sure that at least if we don't sound like super DJs, we will look like them. So we went shopping earlier today. You'll hear as we go through the show this afternoon what we've managed to get for each other. Tesco Mobile, very much the helpful network. I've got a little bit of helpful research for them, actually. The old club card... not accepted out here in Ibiza.
Hola.
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 Paco tomas la tarjeta Tesco Club Card.
No.
No.
Okay, no, no, that's fine. That's fine. I just wondered. I don't take club cards. These blue ones are popular, I would imagine, yeah? These are popular. Okay.
I do love the idea that I could have been collecting club card points and saving money on my groceries in the future just from buying holiday tat. But not to be, but maybe one for... I know Tesco Mobile are concentrating on the no roaming in the EU this year, but maybe next year, 2024, club card points abroad could be an idea. Just a thought.
God loves a trier.
Very much settled into the White Isle. I wasn't so settled yesterday when we flew out. I think it would be fair to say both of us in recent years haven't been the most confident of flyers. I think you've had more of a reawakening to flying than I have.
I feel like I've sorted myself out.
Yes. And I would say that I'm getting there. I put myself in quite a calm state getting onto the plane. But when we were on there yesterday, I decided that I would pay for plane Wi-Fi.
Okay.
It's only a two-hour flight to Ibiza, but I thought if I get plane Wi-Fi, then I'll get access to one of the favourite apps on my phone, Flight Radar 24. It was quite surreal to monitor the British Airways flight from Heathrow to Ibiza.
Yeah.
Whilst I was actually on it.
I always find, though, if you're looking at the trip like that, doesn't it make things go slower? Do you know what I mean? Rather, if you keep looking at how long you got left, doesn't that make time actually slow down?
I know what you mean, but I'm going to sound like an absolute idiot here, but it was quite reassuring to be able to look at a satellite map and see, yeah, there we are, that's us. Despite the fact that I was actually on it. I knew that we were fine. Yeah. Normally, when you monitor someone's flight, it's like a friend or family member flying off somewhere thinking, oh, let's just check on their flight, they're fine.
Yeah.
I was checking on the one that I was actually on. I knew I was fine.
It's weird, it's almost like you're in your own back garden looking up at a plane thinking, I wonder where they're going.
I think I was the only person out of a good 130 people on that flight that was monitoring our own flight.
I've got one other suggestion for you, and it's a one-word suggestion, and that's what I was doing on the plane. Mm-hmm. Netflix.
Broadcasting from the Mediterranean yet again.
This is Home Time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
Bush and Richie in Ibiza. This is Home Time on Absolute Radio, thanks to Tesco Mobile, and there are no EU roaming fees this year.
Coming to you from our producer's bedroom in the last two songs, housekeeping have just knocked on the door to see if Nick wants his bedroom made up, only to be met by three of us doing a national radio show in here. Quite what they think, but isn't that so Ibiza at home? Like, housekeeping would normally come around, like, you know, in the morning, but everyone's, like, hungover and sleeping here.
I think we're on what I would describe as quite a dad time zone here in Ibiza. We've been having our lunch at normal time. No one's been around. Everyone's still asleep because they've just crawled in from last night. We're just staying on the dad time zone.
Speaking of a little bit of pool time, we had a little bit of pool time earlier on today. One thing I've noticed, there's just everywhere you look, new tech developments at the moment, new social media platforms launching this week. We are a world that just can't stop inventing stuff. However, nobody has fixed the problem that is applying sun protection to your back on your own.
That's a good point. Who likes I mean, you should put sun lotion on.
Yes.
But applying it, even when you're a kid, is awful. And it doesn't get any better when you're growing up.
No, exactly. Now, we are both out here, you know, we're out here together on this this working trip,
yep.
doing our big DJ set tomorrow at Bambacoo.
Yep.
But we're not out here with families or partners. Normally, the people that you would say, could you just do my back for me?
Yeah.
Now, look.
Where's this leading to? Because the answer's no.
No, I wouldn't even ask the question, my friend. We have known each other for decades. There's stuff we know about each other that you guys will never know, but I am not asking you to do my back.
I think that'd be a very, very quiet plane trip back. What happened out there, guys? What happened? What goes on in Ibiza stays in Ibiza.
If you have any hacks that you can pass on for the remaining days of our time out here for a back application, do tweet us at Absolute Radio.
This is the home time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
Big thank you to Daniel Francis. Just got in this second on the airport celebrity spotting from the first hour of the show. We might have a winner. I was once at Jersey Airport with Lou Bega on the next table. He says, this was around the time Mambo number 5 was out in the charts. What about that?
Applicating sun protection to your back. Applicating is not a word. Applying, I would say, actually.
I just use putting.
Yeah, I think I've got sunstroke.
Putting.
Putting sunscreen on your back. Putting works, actually.
That's
on your own. Do you have any solutions? Hazel says in Australia they have sunscreen spray booths on the beach.
Of course they do. Of course they do in Australia.
That's what we need.
One bit of technology in this hotel, which I would love to see rolled out across the whole of the United Kingdom when we get back, is that we've got our room keys attached to our wrists like a festival wristband.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, the amount of times, not only I lose my house keys, but the amount of times, as you will attest, I lose the key to get into the studios in London. I just want it all on my wrist like this. This is amazing.
It's a fantastic development.
It's game
like
changer.
Like a little wooden token. I was very suspicious of it to begin with, thinking, I'm sorry, wood is not going to let me into a room, but it does, doesn't it?
It's like a ticket for a water park, but it works.
The tech that isn't working, though, is applying sunscreen to your back on your own. Poppy says you need a friend to apply it for you. Poppy, I should have been clearer when we talked about this about 10 minutes ago. He ain't doing it.
Is Poppy offering?
I'm certainly not asking, Bush. other solutions. Ben putting forward a paint roller. Stick with a spong on the end, says this. Wait, what's a spong?
I don't know.
Is that a typo? Should
it's
that
spoon.
Be sponge?
Stick it's a spoon or sponge. Who knows?
I'm not going to look up spong on Amazon. And then somebody else here, Sean's saying, because I put a little video up of me struggling to do this for a tweet earlier.
Funnily enough, I haven't watched that.
Yeah, Sean says, I wasn't planning on moving over to this new Threads app, but now I'm off.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So, as we alluded to earlier on, we were given a bit of money by lovely Tesco Mobile, the helpful network, to get each other some kit to wear to our Bambacoo gig tomorrow, which is like a cool beach bar and everything like that as well. One thing I did find rummaging around this bit of Ibiza that we're in is temporary tattoos. Is a little clip of me finding some in a shop and being made up. Right, I've put shops into my phone and there's a shop. This is amazing. The maps are amazing. Right, I found something that I think is going to be an absolute beauty. As you all know, Richie hasn't got any tattoos. We're in Ibiza where everyone is kind of cool and has tattoos. I've got an answer for that. Temporary tattoos. What about this? Yeah. Okay, tattoos sorted. Need someone around his neck. What says Island Paradise than a little necklace made out of shells? Wow. You didn't get on that well with it, did you? It was like, basically, if you remember back to being a kid, we used to get bubble gum, right? Hubba Bubba type of bubble gum. And in the wrapper of the bubble gum, you used to get a transfer that you would then stick on your arm. Your mum would wet it with a sponge or a spon, as that bloke said earlier, a spon. And then the tattoo would stay on your arm for like 2 or 3 weeks. That's what I thought it would be. But you had an incredible amount of trouble with it.
Yeah, I think when you think back about it, the transfers as kids, we weren't hairy as kids. But
well, speak for yourself.
But every part of my body is covered with matted hair. And it's so difficult to apply a temporary transfer.
If you are having your tea whilst this show's going out, just try and get through it as best you can. Bring back temporary tattoos in bubblegum, folks. I think we need it back in our lives.
Broadcasting from the Mediterranean yet again.
This is Home Time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
very much the weekend. Friday evening's home time show. It's Bush and Richie in Ibiza on Absolute Radio.
So it's an honour to be out here. It's nice to be somewhere nice abroad and warm and all that kind of stuff as well. We're working, but it's still, you know, it's a lovely, gorgeous location to be in. Do you know what? There's one thing, though, that always ruins holidays abroad for me. People listening to this might have the same situation, is that I appear to be mosquito catnip. They can't get enough of me.
Tasty.
We went out to dinner last night. I could feel just like mosquitoes, just like wandering around, chatting like I was like a shopping centre.
It's so grim. It's so grim, isn't it? And why are they not interested in the face? I mean, I'm kind of thankful that they're not.
Yeah.
But it's always the legs or the arms, the fleshy bits.
The bits that hurt the most, though, yeah. Right? I always get bitten on the wrist. I got bitten on the ankle quite a lot. They absolutely love bottom half of my legs and stuff like that as well. Surely, like, we've got the tech now. We're talking about tech a lot on this show tonight. But surely there's a thing out there that just, like that, stops mosquitoes from, you know, being interested in you. Do you know what I mean?
You used to be able to go into camping shops and buying, like, a big fat candle.
Yeah.
Now, it's not the kind of thing that you would burn in the house for a nice smell, because it's a disgusting smell.
Citronella.
That's the
thing, yes.
You burn that. But equally, that's not really very helpful for walking around Ibiza in the evening. You can't, like, be carrying around a lantern.
You look like you've got, like a plague.
Exactly, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people, I've had advice before where they say to... Have you heard this one where people have said, eat Marmite, loads of Marmite in the week leading up to going abroad?
Now, that's an interesting one, because I love Marmite.
I love Marmite. Yeah. I have Marmite almost on a daily basis on my toast, but I'm still getting eaten by mosquitoes.
Yes.
That doesn't work,
I think that's an old wives' tale. We can debunk that.
So if you've got an amazing mosquito-repelling hack for us here on Home Time this evening, and share it with, you know, other people who might be going abroad this summer, get in touch on Twitter now. It's at Absolute Radio.
This is the Home Time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
If you are sick to death of being mozzie catnip, that's what I'm calling my skin, because I just get feasted upon all the time. If you've got any brilliant mosquito repelling hacks, we want to hear about them tonight on the show. Rachel Morgan has been in touch. She says you need to get a thing called the jungle formula.
What's the that?
Sounds like a nightclub round here, doesn't it? No idea what that is.
I wouldn't go to it. John says gin and tonic keeps them away.
Now there is a repellent I'm willing to consider.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Tesco Mobile very much helping us by getting us out here. They're helping you with your summer holidays this year. No EU roaming fees this year. I tell you what, that is great. That is fantastic. But there is a downside.
Downside to no EU roaming fees?
I'm really sorry, Tesco Mobile, but there is. There is a downside to the fact that there are no EU roaming fees this year with them. And that is because when I was by the pool earlier on today, my watch was buzzing away, letting me know every single England wicket that was falling in the Ashes.
Oh, so this is the cricket thing that's going on at the moment, right?
Yeah, you're quite right. That is the cricket thing.
Can I ask a question? Why do you bother? It sounds like we are absolutely terrible. England are terrible, aren't they?
They're like a yo-yo team. They have moments where they sort of drag you in and kind of think, oh, yeah, we're fantastic. And then they do the other part of the game and it all falls apart again. It's just so annoying. But to have that moment when your wrist buzzes and Wokes is out or Moeen Ali's hit another ridiculous shot.
What you need to do is take a leaf out of my book with the whole terrible Everton season last season. Turn everything off. Just turn it all off and you're free. And if it keeps getting worse, just walk into the water. It'll heal you.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Tiempo en casa con Bush y Richie, Vienedo a ti desta Ibiza on Absolute Radio, donde la música real importa.
Make it stop. Just make it stop. Because, you know, sometimes it's just... he's doing it again. But sometimes it's just easier. You just, like, you know, just talk it. Don't get the computer to do it. You're no good at this. It's a waste of time.
Radio, donde la música real importa.
That was Home Time with Bush and Richie, coming to you from Ibiza on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
But this translation thing doesn't work. It takes too long. When we had the cleaners pop in earlier on and we looked like we were up to no good, you couldn't type quick enough to explain it.
I know, yes. That is a good point. Although, having said that, what I'm beginning to get a little bit annoyed at least I'm trying, all right? Because you keep on knocking my linguistic skills. You did in France last year as well. You always take the chance to knock me at my Italian on Duolingo, but I heard you earlier on. You're not much great cop yourself. Have a listen to this.
Hola.
Hola. Gracias.
Gracias. ¿Quieres una bolsa? You need a bag?
No. Thank you. Mucho gusto.
Hola.
Sorted. Lovely.
You also said mucho gusto.
Yeah.
Isn't that like
Many thanks. Cool. Muchas gustos.
Muchas gracias.
I think it's, oh, God. Oh, well, nice to meet you. Oh, God. Yeah, this is actually awful. This is awful. So I've been using mucho gusto quite a bit since we've been here, thinking, many thanks. Yeah. But actually it means, like, really pleased to meet you. Sounds like I'm trying to, like, I don't know, crack onto them or so. I thought the woman in the shop didn't make any eye contact.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Little storyline that started with our 80s versus 90s gig at the Electric Ballroom in Camden. Big thank you if you're one of the amazing people that came down to that. And then it kind of has come to a crescendo tomorrow in Bambacou here in Ibiza, which is the reason we're out here, thanks to Tesco Mobile. We're doing a big gig there. We went to this beach club, Bambacou, this morning to do a bit of a sound check. Quite instantly aware that we were slightly out of our depth. Lots of people relaxing on sun loungers and being very cool, drinking pina coladas, whilst Richie and I were trying to get our heads around this mixing desk that looks like something from the movie Flight of the Navigator, if you remember that.
It's a completely different piece of kit to what we've used anywhere before.
It's like the cutting edge of science, but way beyond our capabilities.
And the pressure is on because, like you say, this is an Ibizan beach club. One of quite some notoriety, and everyone around it, they're all beautiful people on their beds with the pool there, all the beautiful people in the pool. And, you know, the Ibizan music, the dance music, just, you know.
It's quite chill, isn't it?
It's just chill, a chilled throb. And I'm kind of thinking, if you can have such a thing.
Yeah.
I think you can. I've heard about it. But knowing that we're there tomorrow for the lunchtime, will we be able to replicate a chilled throb?
Well, I just don't know how they're going to deal with, like, maybe starting with, I like to move it, or something like that.
Or Beastie Boys, you've got to fight for your right to party. That's how I opened up at Camden.
I'm worried that we might be playing some songs that came out before they were born. Look, make sure you listen to tomorrow's show. Instead of the indie disco tomorrow, between 5 and 7 on Absolute Radio, we're going to do a special post-gig show from Bambacou so you can find out whether we aced it or we absolutely stacked it.
Did you say post-gig show or is it more post-mortem?
It'll probably be post-mortem.
This is The Daily Takeaway. The Daily Takeaway.